Welcome to Zen Internet's free monthly newsletter. For more information on this month's newsletter and a list of links for each story, or to view past issues, please visit our website at zen.co.uk/newsletter. Items in this month's Internet Miscellany newsletter for business and home users include recent news clips and commentary, plus the occasional useful tip, all collected from across the web during the last 30 days. As usual, every informational item brought to you here comes with an address link for the full story behind the headline. Join Facebook or stay quiet. A variety of UK newspapers with online editions are to force their readers to join Facebook before they can leave comments about news stories. The Birmingham Mail already bars non-Facebook users from leaving comments, and Trinity Mirror newspaper titles are busy introducing similar changes. The system is already in place at the flagship tabloid Mirror Online site. Manchester Evening News readers have expressed their anger after being told that in future they will need a Facebook account before they can comment on stories. The move comes as the MEN prepares to roll out a new-look website that says it will be cleaner and less cluttered. For more details, see pressgazette.co.uk/regionals. How to bid farewell to Facebook. Had enough? Tentacles too much for you? Would you rather say no to the social networking giant but don't quite know how to go about it? Facebook UK lost 600,000 users in December, and you can join the departing throng quite easily. If you're ready to lose friends and influence fewer people, here's the way to do it. Rather than trying to navigate through Facebook's many alleys and byways to get there, the easiest way is to type facebook.com/help/delete_account into your browser, then log on and follow the steps provided. But note that for your account to disappear permanently, you must not log on or attempt to log on for the next 14 days after deleting it. That includes not logging on via your smartphone or any web apps linked to your Facebook account. Unconnectivity boosts productivity. What writers have long appreciated, scientists are now trying to prove, that contact with nature can boost productivity, creativity, and problem-solving skills. Psychologists at a university in Utah found that backpackers who spent 4 days in the wilderness without access to electronic devices scored 50% better on creativity tests than they did before their backcountry experience. Read more at unews.utah.edu. Paint on power. London art students are creating electrical circuits with nothing more than pots of paint. What if building an electrical circuit was as easy as drawing a picture of one? You could draw a line between a battery and a light bulb, and the bulb would begin to shine. London Royal College of Art students have actually made it possible. Using electrically conductive carbon paint, they can draw a circuit onto paper, fabric, glass, or even your own skin. In fact, electro-body painting, the idea of human circuits, quickly caught on, and the student group has launched bareconductive.com to sell its bare paint product online for people to experiment with. A 50ml pot costs £18, but goes a long way and can help you do some amazing things around the home. Check out bareconductive.com. Platform Black. Over the past couple of years, there's been a significant increase in peer-to-peer lending schemes. In the early days, such schemes were focused on the personal and business loan sectors, but of late, they have begun to make an appearance in the highly competitive invoice finance marketplace. Andy Davis, associate editor at Prospect magazine, says, "I'm an early-stage investor at Platform Black, an online auction platform that enables small firms to raise short-term finance by selling their outstanding invoices. I think it will revolutionise the way businesses raise finance." For more information, see platformblack.com. Musication. You may not be a DJ or know how to drop a beat or any of those urban-sounding catchphrase things, but should you still consider yourself a bit of a music buff with playlists that could be worth putting about a bit, the Secret DJ app could be for you. Brought to you by a company called G-Burn, an eclectic group of DJs, musicians and developers, Secret DJ circulates over 1,000 tracks and allows users to choose and play whatever sounds right to them through a simple virtual music queue system. The app cleverly combines the best bits of Spotify and Foursquare to create the ultimate musication, music and location application. Secret DJ has been around on iOS devices for over a year, but has only just become available for Android systems. Read more at musicmagpie.co.uk. Outlook Express spell check. Microsoft's Outlook Express doesn't have its own spell check, although it can make use of the spell check in MS Office or Works if either is installed. If you don't have Office or Works, there is an alternative. Download Spell Checker for OE. Once installed, open Outlook Express and the spell check should be in place and functioning. Check out snapfiles.com/get/spelloe.html. Grammarly. Although no replacement for a living, breathing editor, the online text checker Grammarly is perfect for checking your standard grammar, punctuation, and spelling before anybody else sees your work. It does even more by giving you valuable tips and advice to strengthen your writing. Also included is a helpful grading feature to give you an idea of your current level of writing for each lot of text checked. You can even avoid plagiarism by checking your texts against over 2 billion documents before you chance publication. Dangling modifiers? Comma splices? Sentence fragments? Grammarly has the answers. Check out grammarly.com. Reverse dictionary. When you know a definition of a word but can't remember its name, or you're looking for a similar word, a dictionary that works backwards can be an excellent resource. OneLook's reverse dictionary lets you describe a concept and get back a list of related words and phrases. Your description can be a few words, a sentence, a question, or even just a single word. For more details, see OneLook.com. 10 useful sites, very briefly. TallTweets.com. Send tweets longer than 140 characters. Unfurler.com. Find the original URL hiding behind a shortened URL. Jotty.org. Scan any suspicious file or email attachment for viruses. IMO.im. Chat with friends on Skype, Facebook, Google Talk, etc., all from one place. Privnote.com. Write text notes that will self-destruct after being read. ScreenR.com. Record movies of your desktop action online and send them straight to YouTube with nothing to download. ScribbleMaps.com. Create custom Google Maps with ultimate ease. Chipin.com. Get money when you need to raise funds online for an event, good cause or charity. Marker.to. Quickly highlight parts of a web page for sharing, but possibly not if you're using Explorer. WolframAlpha.com. Get fulsome answers without searching. Search Engine of the Month. Facebook has launched its own search engine named Graph. It's no Google rival in terms of providing a general-purpose search tool, but may succeed in keeping some users on site when they might otherwise have wandered away to access particular Google services. In cases where Graph search comes up blank, which might be frequently in its infancy, the Facebook search engine defaults to Bing, which is run by Microsoft. Read more at guardian.co.uk/technology/Facebook. Well, that's all for this month. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll listen again next month.